and like different from my way, and my way's different from theirs, and vice versa. So it's just, I admire it.
Yeah, I always also the you know, the process for the lyrics, how sometimes it's, you know, the lyrics to the music, or sometimes it's the music, you know, to the lyrics, or sometimes it's like a, you know, at the same time in between combination, like that's also very interesting to me.
Yeah, it's funny because like for me, I think with the skeleton, we always kind of are creating like a mood. It's kind of like creating a feeling like that we can listen to, and that's kind of where the lyrics can kind of fall in, kind of in their perfect place. Because if the song kind of just on instrumentation alone can kind of guide you through like a flow of feelings and kind of, you know, maybe anger, happiness, sadness, whatever it is, and kind of comes all the way through it, I feel like that kind of allows the lyrics just kind of really find their pocket when the mood is kind of already created.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah, that's right. It's, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, music is art, but it's again, you know, very interesting to me how, you know, a painting or a sculpture or a song, either with or without lyrics, can make you feel, like you said, you know, many things, and for some people, different things with the same song. Like, it's, that's really amazing.
Totally.
For the, either for this last album or, I don't know, a previous one, do you have like a concept album, you know, like a themed, or not necessarily how?
Not necessarily. We've never kind of intentionally ever made a concept album. I think all of our kind of records fall under themes. That's really just like, you know, snapshots of our life, or just kind of like, you know, it's records kind of tell a story of where we were at that point in our life and all that kind of stuff. And usually, you know, for the last two records especially, it's been a very therapeutic process for all of us, like to kind of, you know, work through things, or, you know, express things through the songs or whatever we kind of want to do with that. And I think so there's always like a, it's not so much a concept as much as just like a timestamp.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Like, yeah, when I've talked to bands, especially when they, you know, when some albums or EPs or whatever the case might have been, you know, came through the, you know, through the pandemic or right after or whatever, like, yeah, you could see, you know, well, understandably enough, you could see the little, you know, common theme on the, you know, on the songs, yeah, on the lyrics, because everybody was like, anyway, yeah. So yeah, I hear you about that. That's cool. So like, in terms of albums, like how many do you have, or EPs, like how, yeah, you can tell.
Yeah, we have three records. So we just put the latest one out, Love Finds a Way, that came out in June. Before that was Violent Nature in 2019, and then Beyond the Sun in 2017. Then we did like an EP, I guess, back in 2015.
I see. And did you get a chance to promote the new one? Are you still in plans, or have you done anything?
It came out in June. We actually just finished touring for the last 6-7 weeks last weekend. Like, we were all over the country for the last couple of weeks, like all throughout September. We've just been touring constantly, so we're finally home.
Oh, I see. Well, that's cool. And how was it this time?
The tour is amazing. I think, you know, in 11 years of touring, this was easily our most successful and our best one. Like, there was always really good crowds at every show, and, you know, more than a few sellout shows, which was kind of something that really surprised us. So it was incredible. We're happy that the record's been so well received, and to, you know, for us to drive across the country to somewhere like Montreal that we haven't been to in 6 years, and people still show up, and even more so than last time.
That's pretty cool. So you did like, totally, kind of east to west, or vice versa? Like, yeah, how many provinces?
Exactly. Yeah, we went all the way to Quebec and back. That took about 3 weeks, and then we were home for a couple of days before we headed out to BC. We did a couple of dates out there, and then when we just came home and quickly kind of wrapped up in Red Deer and Edmonton. But the whole thing, yeah, took a few weeks.
Well, that's not too bad for, yeah, the amount of weeks. That's this country's big, man. So yes,
a lot of driving.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. So it was the good old van tour that took us, well, that took you, not us, you guys, like, everywhere?
Yeah, we have a van. I guess we don't have, like, a proper, like, a technically van. We actually have, like, an old converted, like, handy bus. So it's pretty awesome for just the three of us. We have that, and we tow a trailer, and we have, like, bunk beds and all that kind of stuff built in there, and, like, a, you know, like a air fryer that's hooked on a power inverter. So it's pretty nice living. Like, everyone's got their own space. It makes, you know, driving across the country pretty comfortable.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Like, yeah, that's, you know, small enough to be able to fit probably almost anywhere, and Yeah, big enough to give you a little space if required. That's cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
that's awesome.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I've never heard of, well, I guess people assume that, you know, it's going to be the old minivan or whatever, or van, but yeah, no, this setting seems to be very nice.
Yeah, I only know two other bands that have buses.
There you go. Well, you must know quite a few of them, I'm assuming, especially after 11 years of touring. Like, yes. Have you?
Yeah, we know a few.
Sorry. Have you had the chance to tour outside Canada?
No, we haven't gone yet. We were booked in 2020, but to go over to Europe for a couple of weeks, but unfortunately we pretty much had to cancel our flights because we were set to go out in like April, May, and so as soon as, you know, the world shut down, we canceled our flights and everything, so we are planning on getting back there.
Oh, yeah, I hope you can do so. I've heard very good, you know, feedback from bands that have been able to go there, or, you know, from people that attended, you know, festivals and such. So yeah, hopefully you guys can make it.
Yeah, we hope so.
Okay, where can people find your, you know, music or merchandise?
Yeah, you can find us, our stuff all over the place. So, I mean, you can find our website at, you know, woodhawk.ca. We're on Spotify, Apple Music, all the places you stream music. Look us up at Woodhawk, one word. Instagram, you know, Twitter, Facebook, whatever you use for socials, we're probably on it somewhere.
Sounds good. Any projects or any, you know, anything coming down the pipes in the near future?
No, we've just, you know, since recording the record back in 2023 to just finishing this tour, we've kind of been go, go, go for, you know, what feels like just a little over 2 years. So we are taking a much needed, like, break, nice wind down. Our bass player just had a baby, so we're all just kind of gonna settle down for a while, and maybe, you know, this time next year we'll talk about making another record.
No, sounds good. Yeah, it's also interesting, this kind of you know, activity with the bands. Like, some are like nonstop, you know, regardless of having come back, like you guys would have for a lengthy tour. And anyway, some others are like, yeah, we're gonna take it easy for a little bit, because I mean, yeah, it's a huge effort, like, you know, to put all the work you do on the compositions and all that, and then touring. I mean, it's I can understand the
I think we've always just, you know, worked really well of kind of like, you know, foot on the gas all the way, foot on the brake. We kind of never really like slow down or kind of go into like a hibernation. We kind of just go full on going or just stop. And it's kind of, for us, always been a perfect balance over 11 years. I think it's like, you know, what keeps us happy and keeps us creative is that we never force it. We kind of take planned breaks where we won't, you know, jam or record or do anything for like 6 months. And then we'll just cram everything we need to do in the next 6 months after that.
There you go. No, that sounds good. Yeah, even yes, taking a little break, even for the, you know, the things you love to do, I think it's healthy.
Yeah, totally.
That sounds great. All right. I don't know anything else that I might have missed or that you wanna share with us. I don't know. Something.
No, that was great. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Well, thanks again for being with us tonight, and yeah, whenever, you know, you have a single or something, like, let us know, and we'll be more than happy to spread the word.
Yeah, definitely will. Thanks so much for your support. Really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much for being here.
Awesome. Well, I'm sure I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, for sure. Hopefully.
All right. Take care.
Thanks.
Sir. Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Doctor Misterio. And of course, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca and also through the iOS or Android app that you can get for your smartphone. And you can also get all the podcasts, past, present, and future at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to In Vertigo. They are from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And we listened to the song Save Me, which is part of their brand new EP Prevail from last year. Before that, we listened to Cryptopsy. They are from Montreal in Quebec, Canada. And we listened to the song Dead Eyes Replete, which is part of their latest album, An Insatiable Violence, also from last year. And we started the set with our guest tonight, Woodhawk, from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And we listened to the song The Unholy Hand, which is part of their brand new album, Love Finds a Way, also from last year. And yeah, let's try to, let us give you what shows are happening in the next couple of weeks so you are informed and can attend all of them. So on March 25th at the Fox Cabaret, we have Radium Dolls with Carson Daniel and Trip Switch. Then, if you like a little bit of ska, and you know, you can go to Lana Luz on March 28th to see Cayman and the 45s with their Bringing the Heat tour. And you can also listen to Our Brothers from Another Mother Counterpoint and Trollop. Then on March 31st at the Rickshaw, there's Onslaught and Warlord with Power Monger. On April 1st, you can see Raven, also at the Rickshaw, Raven, Slackjaw, Tough Dust, and Decadence. Then on April 3rd, also at the Rickshaw, you can see Dark Tranquility, Sowen, and Persephone. Then on, there's a Blist Fest happening on April 4th, the Benny Kent Memorial Show. You can see Crystal Pistol, Road Rash, Rebel Priest, Lost Boys, the Toxkins, Scalding, The Hindsight, Barbarians, and Speed Leopard. April 7th, all of this is happening at the Rickshaw. On April 7th, you can see The Exploited, Bootlicker, Day Glue Abortions, are an Extensive Slaughter. And unfortunately, I'm going to miss that one because I'm going to be out of town, but great show there. Then on April 11th, you can see Wada and Mortis, on their Witches of Dystopia tour 2026, also with Rome and Wraith Knight. And then on the 16th, 17th, and 18th, you can see or you can participate in the Hyperspace Festival, Metal Festival. And yeah, we're trying to get you a pair of tickets. We're trying to give away a pair of tickets, so more details to come, probably on the next show. We'll do it on the next show, so stay tuned. So on April 16, you can see Atavista, Impathos, Hyperstrike, Ravenson, and Kaias. Then on April the 17th, it's Edge of Paradise, The Scepter, Lycanthro, Ophelia Falling, and Valley of Despair. And then on the third night, which is April 18th, you can see Sanctuary, Owlbear, Artificial Language, Void Chaser, and Witch Killer. Great, all of them great bands. And we have played quite a few of them here at the show. So, you know, Hyperspace Metal Festival, April 16, 17, and 18 at the Rickshaw. Sorry, let me rephrase that. The first two nights are at the Cobalt, my bad. April 16th and April 17th are at the Cobalt. And then April 18, which is the third night, is at the Rickshaw. Then on April 24th, at the Rickshaw, you can see Cattle Decapitation, Brujeria, No Cure, and Bayonet Dismemberment. That's going to be another great show. I saw Brujeria a few years ago. at the Astoria nonetheless, and they are a great band. If you haven't seen them, they are a great, great band. And what else? Well, if you like a little Latin style of music, on April 26th, you can see Nova Lima and Las Empanadas Ilegales from Vancouver. So also a highly recommended show at the Rich Show, April 26th. And I guess let's finish the month. So on April 27th, at the Rick Show, you can see Shadow of Intent, Angel Maker, Mental Cruelty, and Sinestia. And then, of course, closing the month on April 30th, you can see Black Flag, the legendary punk band. So there you go. That's your April there at the Rick Show on Cobalt. And then, if you like, where are we? Well, the Wacken Battle semifinal, like British Columbia semifinal. The Wacken Metal Battle semifinal is happening on the Astoria on March 28th. Then on March 29th, at the Astoria as well, you can see Howling Giant, Bored, Charles Mansion, and Phantom Lab. Then on April 2nd, at Lanaluz, you can see Without Mercy from Beneath, and the Gorgorium Chaos. Then on April 3rd, you can see Constant Tomb, Space Queen, our sisters from Another Mister, and Kultovar. This is also at the Astoria. Then on April 5th at Green Arrow, you can see Dungeon Serpent, All Machines, Polemicist, and Caius. On April 10th at the Cobalt, there's a hyperspace pre-party with Vegan Phaeton and No Fate in Fortune. Then on April 15th at the Cobalt, you can see Castle Dagger and Mortuary Cave. And then on April 23rd at the Astoria Pop, you can see Royal Thunder, The Get Arounds, and The Houseplants. April 27th at the Rick Show. Oh, I already told you about that. Yeah, Shadow Intent. Yes. What else is missing? Black Flag, already told you. Yeah, that's it. So there you go. You have been informed about all of the upcoming shows in the next couple of weeks. And yeah, stay tuned next show for giveaway for the Hyperspace Metal Festival. And yeah, let's continue with our weekly metal music journey here at the Metal Meltdown.